Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, magazine, Populate, electronic medical records for podiatry and other medical professions, Bill Crawford, MedGym, and in Scottsdale and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, Dominic Fedeli. He's the CEO of Mastermind Cognitive Training, Enhancing Brain Optimization. He'll be joining me, along with returning Joe Franco, the director of Chesapeake Films, and the creator, producer of our upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, Then the Sports Doctor's In, with some Dr. Bob wisdom, your emails. Dominic Fedeli, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Bob. Glad to talk with you today.
Great to have a local guy here. You know, sometimes we get people from around the world, so it's great to have somebody from the Naperville, Lyle area. Dominic, give us some background on yourself and the Mastermind cognitive training.
Yeah, I'll start off with this. I'm born and raised in the Chicago area, so I've been here all my life. My history and my background is really in business, but a lot of it in education. Moved on to a company called Brain Balance, which works with kids that struggle with developmental issues and really worked with the brain, which led me into Mastermind Cognitive Training because we had an opportunity to meet with a lot of neuroscientists. And just as important, technology leaders that focused on digital therapeutics and the ability to impact the brain. And that's where Mastermind was really born, and putting those things together with the focus on helping individuals not only perform well in sport, but the program applying beyond sport into education and daily life, which we're really excited about.
The biggest topic, Dominic, you know, it's interesting. One of the biggest topics in the world, especially whether it's between social media and or the pandemic, et cetera, was this whole mental health challenge. Mm-hmm. It's a huge topic on the Sports Doctor, where we really, I call it the mental game, where we might have sports psychologists, I might have mental trainers, I have sports hypnosis specialists from Australia, all sorts of different, paying attention to the same thing, which is, again, all aspects of mental training, whether you're the best athlete in the world or you're a problematic child or the family, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a great marriage as you move into the high-performance world, again, because the mental side's a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. And it's interesting. One of the things that we knew was at the highest level of professional sports, at draft combine, they were testing for cognitive skill, whether be reaction time right, or processing. And the thing we thought of is, why are you testing for it there? Why aren't you impacting it all the way from the youth level on up to make a difference for people not
well,
only in sports?
You know, it's interesting. The topic youth sports, big deal on the Sports Doctor, again, for decades. And one of the biggest aspects is this whole side of whether it's the communication skills between sports parents and their kids, the coach, the doctor, especially when you're getting into these higher levels where we deal with all sorts of pressure. One of the reasons I co-authored the book, Dominic, hashtag mm-hmm. Sports Parents, is the epidemic, in capital letters, everybody, epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries. Too much pressure, both mentally and physically. And again, a lot of these skills, which people don't realize, are learnable in many instances. You know, sometimes get the educational system getting some of these things involved. Some of the different groups we work with on the Sports Doctor, iSport 360, the National Alliance of Youth Sports have been around for decades, again, trying to be educators for coaches and or parents involving a lot of these aspects, starting with, you know, some of these kids, whether they're having a good time or not. Right, Dominic?
Right. Sure.
Still having fun.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more. And I think people don't realize, to your point, that there's a concept called neuroplasticity, which is the ability to make change with new or more efficient neural pathways in the brain. And that can be trained. And people spend so much time focused on the physical component or in the sport specifically that they forget to work out that brain and that you can make it stronger.
Well, did you go, you said, you know, you're Naperville boy. You remember Evan Lysacek from Naperville, who was the gold medalist in figure skating?
Yes.
Yes, Evan was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. 20 years later, he was the best in the world. We just had somebody, Danny O'Shea, in pairs. My point is the figure skaters decades ago, Dominic, paid big attention to visualization, relaxation, rest and recovery. And at the highest level of sports, many times they thought you were a kook. Well, they figured, what's this voodoo you're talking about? Now there's not a serious athlete. Look at Phil Jackson, who was so way ahead of his time in many areas. So, but like you said, whether it's business and or the education system, these are skills that are so important. What's the best site for people to find out about information of Mastermind Cognitive Training, Dominic?
Yeah, if you come to our website at mastermindtraining.com, that's the best way to look into what we offer. Our program is available on tablet and virtual reality, soon to be mobile phone, which is available on Google, Android, Apple, or the MetaQuest store. And then you can always reach out direct to me at dfedele@mastermindtraining.com.
Well, you got a great name, you know, part of the Mastermind Training with Tony Robbins. He's got like 500 countries or something involved they do. So you're on the right track in many instances when we're talking about these types of skills, again, which are learnable. And with the challenges that, again, we see with kids and so many different areas, and again, you come out of that world where you were working with challenged kids. This is an area we deal with a lot on the Sports Doctor, whether I'm featuring childhood obesity or we're dealing with all sorts of other, all the drugs that are involved in so many different areas and healthy, natural ways of making a difference. But the term brain training has exploded in the past, you know, just even few years, whether it's the senior citizens that I work with, like at today's, Future Magazine, and again, some of these with the weekend warriors and all these seniors, just trying to get them healthy on those pickleball courts, Dominic.
Well, that's the best thing I think we have here is we've had clients all the way from 8 years old, literally to 80, whether it's a senior looking to keep their memory sharp or active or, you know, in business, as you mentioned. But I think the key for our program that we tried to accomplish, our program is delivered through technology. I mentioned virtual reality, tablet, soon to be mobile phone. But what we did, especially for kids, and kids now, I started playing video games when I was a kid, and I'm over 50 years old at this point, and we're raised on video games, which aren't necessarily good for your brain. But what we did with this training, it's hardcore brain training, but we gamified it. And we have over 40 different cognitive training games.
Good idea. If you throw the word game in there, you have a whole different audience, you know, that are interested in what you're talking about. And again, the ability to train these systems. Now, what's your relationship, Dominic? You know, again, well, I just was mentioning some of these groups, whether I have psychiatrists on the show, sports psychologists, mental trainers, hypnosis experts, et cetera, et cetera. What type of expertise do you guys have with your relationship, let's say, on the medical side or the psychology side of things, like you mentioned, the neuroscience, et cetera. Who are you working with?
We work with neuroscientists in a few different aspects. Neuroscientists from the hardcore brain training standpoint. We also work with eye experts that are also neuroscientists, but they focus on eyes because that often gets overlooked on the importance of eye
movement. You know, we had athletes, Dominic, years ago. I had race car drivers from North Carolina coming in with their trainers, and they were all about hand eye. You know, the guy's doing 200 miles an hour with the car next to him, an inch off the car. So the idea, again, of the optometry world, we've had sports optometrists, again, as guests. So that's an interesting connection you're making where you're talking about this, some of this hand-eye coordination, the other skills that go into the other. What are some of the other examples of the brain training area?
Well, one other thing we're about to add in the next couple months here is through technology, guided meditation and mindfulness, as well as breathing control and heart rate control.
Yes, those are three big components. When you're talking about rest and relaxation, again, getting back to the figure skaters and some of the best in the world of athletics, the ability and meditation, big, big weapon. Many times, relaxation, these other things. I would imagine you're involved in the nutritional side also.
That it's
bingo.
Almost like we're scripted here because we are focused on the nutrition
side. That's
because you're
on the sports doctor, my friend.
Yes, we are focused on the nutrition side and the importance of what you put in your body to drive your brain. And one of the things we're going to be offering, this one's going to be a little further out, probably 6 to 8 months. But we're going to be offering nutrition guidance for individuals in life, but also directly to their sport and position.
You're in a hotbed. You know, when you're talking about Naperville, Illinois, with the whether it's the high school sports programs, the traveling sports programs, going back, I've had every mayor in the town for years on the sports docs, going back to Mayor George, the great George Pradel, and the idea that you're in the middle of a very, very involved sports community, recreational health and wellness community. And I think that that's it's a nice place to be, Dominic.
Without question. And I got to live it every day. My son, grew up playing sports from St. Charles North High School and then went to Elmhurst University to play baseball. Unfortunately, he got injured, but switched to golf. He uses Mastermind Cognitive Training, and it's just helped him all over. But I'm so tied into the sports in this area and how strong it is, and it's just so much fun to see these kids develop into great athletes, but also great people.
And again, yeah, absolutely. That's a key point you just made, which is in so many of these different individuals that we include in the world of the sports doctor, the idea is the complete individual. The enhancing of communication, trying to tell, we've all seen the nightmares of drugs and sports. We've all can imagine in our minds the overzealous, screaming, ranting, raving parent on the sidelines or some of these other abuses. And the idea of paying big attention to the positive side is a very, very important one. And I think there's a lot of interest, whether it's the athletic trainers, whether it's the actual coaches, and or again, in the middle of my world with the sports parents, there's a lot these individuals really, really want to know when you're all about the two things everybody wants to pay attention to. You know, number one, can we prevent problems? Can we prevent injuries? Can we really stay away from big-time injuries and problems? And number two, when indicated, can we enhance performance? You know, that's the thing. You want to be a step or two quicker, strengthen your feet and ankles, right, Dominic?
Sure. It's funny, too. We've gotten feedback from the program. When you do better, whether it's in sports or you do better in the classroom, it just fundamentally helps your confidence overall. And that's been a key output of the program that we've seen that we never anticipated.
Well, I think, again, the idea, great connection, the idea of being able to combine it with fun games that makes a lot of sense. And then the challenge. You know, I wanted the schools to include, I wrote an article 100 years ago called Let's Get Them Walking. We wanted the curriculum to include walking no matter where the school was, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because of the childhood obesity challenge where we're still smack in the middle of. And, you know, getting anything included in the school system many times is a real challenge, you know, but to get that cognitive type of training, that's the idea of having these, situations included, again, because of the tremendous amount of pressure that these kids are under. And, you know, the world of social media, I guess, has thrown this on its head in a lot of ways, hasn't it?
It definitely has. There's more pressure than ever. You know, one thing we notice is, especially in kids, but also adults, there's so many demands. There's so little time to do things. And that's another thing we tried to focus on was, you know, how do we deliver training in an efficient manner where you can do it, whether, you know, there's a reason we looked at virtual reality, tablet and phone. So you can train when, where and how you want to make it as convenient as possible, because our facility here in Naperville, it's hard to get people to be able to come in 2 or 3 days a week to train. So we want to give them that flexibility.
Oh, yeah. Especially if they're serious athletes. This is what we
sure.
call, especially, I call them the prodigy sports. You know, we all want kids to play different sports. That's great, unless you're a figure skater or a gymnast or a dancer, even tennis and soccer, where they're specializing very, very early. And that's why we need these at-home programs, these virtual programs, in order to be able to have these kids be able to have the time between their particular sport plus school and et cetera.
Sure.
Is very, very challenging, especially when maybe you have a coach or a mother or father and saying, what do you mean you gained 5 pounds?
Right.
I saw you, you know, last time. And, you know, these kinds of pressures. So, again, with the bottom line for these kids to have a good time, I imagine, again, the business world, like you said, and the health and wellness injury industry, rather, is such a big deal. And, again, you know, you're part of, you know, getting the all of our society to understand how important this, the mental game part of it is. It just is and that's why we included the new medicine, you know, the eating smarter, number one, keep moving, number two, and try to reduce stress and discomfort. Give us again the sites, Dominic, people could find out about your organization.
Yeah, so it's mastermindtraining.com. That gives you all the information you need to start. You can schedule a demo on that website where we'll have a live demo to walk you through the program. There's also a 7-day free trial that you can download the app to virtual reality or your tablet and just try it out.
Great. Anyway, Doc Dominic Federle, I want to thank you. You're on our roster now to get you back in the future. Hold on, Dominic. We'll be right back. The CEO of Mastermind Cognitive Training. It's the sports doctor, everybody. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome back one of our most frequent guests, Joel Franco, one of the creators of Chesapeake Films. And he's also the creator, producer of our upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, Challenge of Youth Sports. Joel Franco, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You know, I wanted it to always keep on top of what's happening regarding the progress of the documentary. We were just mentioning when we first got, before we went on the air, it's probably been a good four-year project or longer, you being one of those highfalutin sports dads which got you involved in this. But give us some background, Joel, on you and the whole idea going into Where Our Children Play.
Well, the idea is to make a documentary movie about bringing the focus back on the kids, considering our crazy, nutty youth sports world where the kids seem to never be the center of attention, and instead it's always the adults. So we wanted to create a movie that focused on the kids.
Yeah,
and that's
course,
what we're trying to do.
You being a sports dad, as
yep.
well as you being a filmmaker, with all
Correct.
That expertise, and when we combined thoughts, gosh, at the beginning, we really were talking about the importance of what you were mentioning as a point number one, which is this about the kids? Are they still having fun? And one of the points that you and I made all along, every time you've been on the radio, is when you first said to me, you know, Dr. Bob, this is like a $12-15 million a year business. This is so out of hand. We would talk again another year, half a year later. So, you know, this is a $16-18 billion a year business. And then it was, you know, it's $20-25 million. And the point being what a big business youth sports is, and the pressures
yeah.
that it brings with us. It's the reason I co-authored the book hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic, everybody, in capital letters, of overuse injuries, both physically and mentally, in youth sports. And you, as a coach of and a parent of a couple of talented kids, how old are your boys now?
15 and 14. One boy, one girl.
Right, one boy, one girl. I knew I was close. And you're right smack in the middle. I know they're both of them are serious soccer kids, aren't they?
Yep, they are.
Yes. So how's your sports psychology skills, Joel? Your sports parenting skills.
Oh, my goodness. I need a lot of drinking, I think.
I know. Well, you know,
oh,
I came on real early talking about my famous late great sports psychologist who shared the radio with me for years, late Jim Vickery. And he would talk to sports parents all the time. And he'd say, number one to sports parents, don't be a critic. And he'd say, number two, be a good listener. And this is what we really
yep.
also want besides my sports podiatry side of things. We also really wanted to pay attention to, again, this main point, which is, are these kids still having fun? And like Joel said, you know, is it about them or is it about some of these, you know, as I'm talking to you, I'm picturing the ranting parent on the sideline, right, Joel?
Absolutely. It's like one of the people we interviewed who said, you know, are we dreaming or are they dreaming? Is it our
yes.
dream or is it their dream? And that's
now,
the key.
Yes. And you, again, in talking to so many different individuals, you interviewed a lot of the different guests of mine and whatever
yep.
over the years on the show in this particular world, whether they were doctors or therapists or coaches or sports parents, et cetera, et cetera. And the
mm-hmm.
Idea that there was a lot of attention finally being paid to this side, which is the, hey, let's pay attention to the kids. Let's make sure it's fun. You know, there's a chapter in my book, Youth, Sports, and Drugs. Dr. Weil, don't you understand? If my daughter doesn't take two Advil twice a day, her ankles are killing her. She's got to play. She's trying out, et cetera, et cetera. How was the response, I remember, as you started speaking to people, getting so involved? I don't want to say you had a target on your back, but how was the response of the coaching and the parenting world as you really got involved with the project, Joel?
It's been a little crazy. yes, I did have a bit of, and I still do have a bit of a target on our backs, because people are don't understand what we're doing. We just want to show adults what the kids need and what the kids want. It's not about telling any one particular person, oh, you're bad or you're doing something wrong. It's about we need to listen to the kids. The yes. kids will tell you what they want and what they need.
That's where we said to Jim Vickery. And that was part of the collaboration. All again, we really felt it was so important, which was the idea that these kids needed to be paid attention to. And, you know, for parents to be good listeners at the same time, we would have kids that were scared to tell their mom and dads that, you know, this yep. hurts, that hurts, this hurts, because they're worried about not playing, let alone the concussion world and what that brought, you know, to the table. But again, you know, on the sports doc, there's three areas we pay big attention to. And this is what you and I really collaborated in the thought about this, which was number one, awareness. Awareness.
Absolutely.
What a challenge and concerns this is. Two, education. Add some real education to the mix. And then number three, the positive changes. And I felt all along that Where Our Children Play, is the second half of that title, The Challenge of Youth Sports, still around, Joel? Or is it the...
It is.
Great. I'm always checking on you to see. But the, you know, the idea, we've watched the progress. And again, I believe you've made tremendous progress just in the fact of these individuals who are now aware of the project. And if they go to your website, they can see a trailer, right?
Yes, they can.
What's the site to get that?
It's whereourchildrenplay.org.
Now, you've also got involved one of our previous guests. Shailene Miller's been a gal that has had some real important additions to what you might be offering besides the documentary itself regarding, again, you know, the health and wellness of these kids, the sports fitness of these kids, the paying attention yes. to some sports training. And is she still involved with you?
Yes. Shailene is involved. She, you know, her and I, together with Reed Maltby, we are running Where Our Children Play, our nonprofit, and where we're creating camps for kids. We're creating individual training programs for kids, where the children are the center of it all.
Yeah, well, Reed's about all of that. You know, Reed is another guy who's been a numerous guest of mine that I had introduced you to. And again, with these areas, he's at the highest level of youth sports. He's also in the middle of all of these other levels. Again, the importance of, you know, let's not push these kids yet. Let's make available what we need, in many instances, whether we're talking about, the proper, training, you know, whether I'm talking about, hey, is your son or daughter in the right shoe for their foot type? You know, are they strengthening their feet and ankles? You're paying attention to balance training, all of these different things that we wanted to add to the equation. When we talked about, you know, the sports doctor, is in on the documentary and, you know, Reed's a great guy in that world of education, with his connections in so many different areas. So the idea of the camps, et cetera, it includes parents, includes coaches, as well as the kids. What are the age groups that you're looking to pay the biggest attention to, Joel?
Right now we're focusing on first to basically under high school, 16, 17 and below.
That's excellent. You know, again, my first guest, CEO of Mastermind Cognitive Training, here locally, again, that whole mental game, again, that you and I, we've talked about a million times.
Yep.
And
it's huge.
Paying attention to getting these ideas and thoughts included in, whether it's in schools, whether it's in park districts, you know, another group that we were so involved with, the NAES, the National Academy Association of Youth Sports, you know, celebrating mm-hmm. like 40 years in the business of educating park districts and military families. And our friends at iSport 360 in Goldberg, you know, made such a big deal out of communication between the coaches and the parents. And all of these things that, again, that you include in the idea of, you know, what it takes to have a successful youth program. And, you know, the I always asked you all along how your sports psychology skills were as a coach.
It's, yeah, you just have to be aware of who you have in front of you. Like Reed always says, you know, every child grows at a different speed. They mature at a different speed. There's no such thing as one size fits all. So you have to pay attention to each kid, where they're at the moment that you have them in front of you. You can't guess or assume or anything. You have to meet them where they are. And that's
yes.
the most
now,
important thing.
Now, your son and daughter have been involved. I know you traveled internationally with the kids in the world of soccer. And so you've seen other sides,
yes.
other countries, other programs. These are at high levels. People don't travel to another country to play if they're not at high levels. So you're in the middle, again, of that whole pressure game. How have you found what you're trying to teach and have these coaches really learn? And when you're dealing with the relationships, you know, when you're dealing with these the traveling teams, club teams, where they've got all sorts of rules, and they also run into what you and I wanted to pay such big attention to, especially me, which is overkill, too much, mm-hmm. too aggressive, overscheduling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Have you fit in well with those groups, Joel?
can I plead the fifth on that?
Yes, you can. Well, that's the idea. You know, again, the awareness and the, you know, it is a big business. Now we've added to the mix, even at a little higher level, the NIL deal, where you've got college athletes being paid, and you have, you know, a young quarterback, young basketball player, and he's, you know, he's going to make $2 million a year from the alumni, and the whole world is upside down in the pressure cooker. And the more talented your son or daughter, the more we step up the pressure. This is why the mental game is such a big deal, as is the physical game, where we're talking about the importance of strengthening these kids and trying to include rest and recovery in the mix.
Yes.
This is a big challenge with these with these kids. Are both your kids playing other sports, or are they specializing in soccer?
Not by my choice. So far, that's what they want to do.
Yes,
I've told them many times.
That's why I wrote the chapter. Yes.
I mean, I'm letting them pick. It's like, because for me, it's like, I would love for them to do other stuff too.
Yes.
I mean, they play with friends, other stuff, but seriously, only soccer.
Yes.
But
well,
obviously on their own with friends.
Yes.
But with their friends, they play whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the big challenges, Joe, the reason I included the chapter, Prodigy Sports, in the book, was every doctor, every therapist, every trainer wants children to grow up playing different sports. Great.
Absolutely.
This is what we want. You different teammates using different parts of the body, et cetera, et cetera. And that's great. Unless you're involved in again, one of these sports. And again, I use dance, figure skating, gymnastics, but soccer also, where the boy or girl, this is what they want to do. And this is when we start to get into, we want to talk about, let's get involved with some physical therapists, let's get involved with some people in training, get these kids as properly ready as possible. I want to talk more about that when we come back. Joel Franco, where our children play the challenging youth sports. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. Goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Doctor, we're talking about the challenge of youth sports, where our children play, the whole topic with its creator, producer Joel Franco, Chesapeake Films, and the journey we've been on. Joel's really been on, gosh, pushing 5 years, getting this to happen, and all these different organizations and the challenges that go into the world of documentary and filmmaking. And again, talking about the progress, Joel, that you've seen, both as a parent of a son and daughter. We were just talking before the break about the kids who want to play one sport. And when we see them, like on my chapter, the Prodigy Sports, I don't argue with them. I say fabulous. But then we talk to the parents and coaches about what it takes. And what it takes are some specifics. For example, I want to get this kid together with a physical therapist, sports doctor, and I want them on a home program that's designed with their sport in mind. Again, yep, like we've talked about a million different times, I also want to pay big attention to rest and recovery. A lot of things that are common, but at the same time, understand repetitive motion problems are famous. Imagine the tennis player, the kid, swinging a racket 3,000 times a week, or your son or daughter, you know, running stairs, doing jump rope, and just doing so much running on top of already playing soccer. These are the things that we want to pay big attention to in sports medicine. And again, the mental side is also so important because of the communication. You make a big deal out of that about the relationships of the family and the coaches and the kids, right, Joel? Talk about that a little.
Absolutely. That's why we started our nonprofit, and that's why we have our individual training program that Shalane and Reed have put together, because that's number one. If
Can
the
they
parents...
get to that program with the website you gave? Is that the website includes? Okay.
Yes, it does.
And what,
all
what's
the
that
information...
website again?
WhereOurChildrenPlay.org.
Okay.
Right. And that's exactly everything you just said is what we work on, because we put the kid at the center and the kid tells us what the kid needs. And then we create a program that fits their needs. So it's not a one-size-fits-all $500 a month type situation. You know, we only charge $50 a month.
Yes. Well, you definitely want to get, you need the involvement and the cooperation.
Yes.
Cooperation and involvement of mom or dad. And you need
absolutely
the cooperation of the coach. And you also
have to understand.
Yes. When Sharky Zartman, the great national team volleyballer, my co-author of hashtag a sports parent, would talk about, she was Sports Parenting 101 was the first chapter that she wrote. And she talked about all of these different levels that these kids might be involved in, which could have, you know, almost like, again, in the beginning, nobody's keeping score. Everybody's having fun. There's a lot of different situations compared to a program where we're training 3-4 days a week. And the famous, again, late Jim Vickery would say, let's not get into drudgery or drill with these kids and these particular programs, right? And this is
what people
have to be reminded of in so many ways. I know, Joel, I think we're just about out of time. Give me again the website where people could see the trailer, et cetera.
All the information is at whereourchildrenplay.org.
Yes, and again, you could also find out about some of the different, whether it's Shalane or Reed Amalfi, and what they're doing. And of course, we're going to have Joel back in the near future as we get closer and closer to this thing happening, because it's a tremendous project. And every day we see more evidence of how important that it is. And maybe we'll include your son or daughter sometime in the future, and then we could ask them really how you're doing. You know, Joel?
Absolutely. That would be fantastic.
We might include it. All right. Again, Joel Franco, Chesapeake Films, where our children play the challenging youth sport. Hold on, Joel. Thanks, everybody. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors Inn. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple with their top-tier support. Visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com. Hey everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor, and it's the Sports Doctor is in segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix, answer a few emails. You know, our newest sponsor and supporter, Bill Crawford, personal training, Scottsdale, Arizona, MedX, Bill is the a teammate of mine in the National Fitness Hall of Fame. He's also one of their Lifetime Achievement Award winners. And his he was one of the original Nautilus equipment facilities out there. So Bill Crawford will be coming back, and we'll get some update on what's going on in the world of personal training, where he's dealing with from superstars to grandmas, as well as a lot of kids. And then Lindsay Barnett. Lindsay, a personal coach, life coach, and baseball mom. She's a baseball mom. She's going to talk about how so many of these different relationships, communications, are important when we're dealing with families and the whole world of youth sports. We were just talking about different aspects of it with both our guests in the earlier segment with Mastermind, as well as the documentary Where Our Children Play, and these crucial communications and interactions with the parent, the youngster, the coach, and the doctor when indicated. Speaking about that, the segment here, Dr. Bob Wisdom, goes out to our sports parents that we were talking about. And the point I made was, don't be a critic. That doesn't mean you can't have positive suggestions. It doesn't mean you can discuss how it's going, whatever, because again, we want sports parents to absolutely be good listeners, but we don't want a mom or dad analyzing the performance or activity on the ride home or the evening of, especially if there were problems, etc. If it's all positive, great, but the criticism, we really, really want to stay away from. You'd be amazed at what effect this has on your son or daughter when that's what you're paying attention to. So try your best not to be particularly overzealous when it comes to your criticisms. A couple of emails. You know, Phyllis mentions, would you elaborate a little bit more on the Prodigy Sports? You know, we were just talking about that with our, matter of fact, with both guests. You know, Joel, his son and daughter are both serious soccer players. And his whole point of the documentary is paying big attention that we listen to the kids and they do what they want. We don't push them into one sport or another, even though we want them to play different sports because we want them to do different parts of the body, maybe have different experiences. We talked about the challenge. The famous Prodigy Sports, gymnastics is a great example. So is figure skating, one of my real specialties, where we have 10, 11, 12-year-olds. This is all they want to do. They don't want to play other sports. So we need to prepare for that and understand different aspects of that, Phyllis, when we're talking about some of these kids. That doesn't mean we don't want to expose them and to talk to them about the fact that, you know, playing different sports, different experiences, sometimes will make you a better athlete. And sometimes there's pressure to specialize with some of these traveling teams or club teams. You know, Jeff wanted to know, are hammer toes inherited? Hammer toes, which might be the crunching up of the toes. Sometimes the high arch foot is famous for hammer toes. Other times we'll see people who have a bunion problem where that big toe is undercutting or overcutting the second or third toe, causing those toes to knuckle and sometimes cause pressure, whether it's on the top of the toe, corns, or on the tips of the toes, because they're rubbing against the shoe. As a rule, the hammer toe, the foot type, the mechanics, often is inherited. High arches, just like mama, grandma, with the same toe imbalance or deformities, or flat feet, just like grandma and or mom, bunions, we've seen, that foot type. So the mechanical problems related to particular foot types can be inherited 75-80% of the time. So again, if you have grandparents who have had corns, calluses, these kinds of problems, bunions, you see the same thing maybe in your contemporaries in your 40s or 50s, then you should be paying attention early to your kids, your son and daughters. Many times we'll intercede with orthotics early, before 10 years old, if I have families with bunions. Now, we don't have a time machine, so we can't tell how well somebody did when we don't know if they never had orthotics compared to 10 years later if they did. I have had very positive results symptom-wise where we didn't have the bunion pain or problem in that teenager or young adult that their parents did when we interceded early with orthotics. So we want to pay attention to some of those inherited characteristics. We want to mention again, Run With It is a TV show, celebrated the 10th anniversary, British Columbia with Christine Blanchet. In about 5 years where I've had a monthly segment, The Sports Doctor's In, 5 to 10 minutes, where we might talk about different aspects of running-related problems. We also talk about sports parents. We talk about clinical concerns for runners or walkers or athletes of other sports. We also got back into the tennis world. It was exciting watching the Australian Open the last couple of weeks. Wow, Madison Keys, fantastic success. Exciting to see USA. And Lou Vickery, who played professional baseball. He's a serious senior tennis player. And with YouTube segments called What's Your Racket? Talking about senior tennis, and the Sports Doctor's In on occasion with those segments. So again, we want to thank our guests, Dominic Fedley. We want to thank Joe Franco. Everybody, catch you guys next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks to our friends at BBS. See you later.